Hello, I'm Dan Daly, Mayor of the Town of Olds.
Mayor Daly, at Council on Monday, February the 9th, you guys had a public hearing there. What was the public hearing for?
The public hearing was to rezone the northwest quarter in the northeast side of town from urban reserve to light industrial.
And this passed by Council on Monday following the public hearing. So what does that mean?
What this means is that now a developer could go ahead and obtain apply for a building permit, and it starts the process of all the assessments and research that needs to take place by the provincial entities for this project to go forward.
For sure. You had the public hearing there, so you had people speaking in favor of it, you had people speaking opposed to it, and you had those deemed affected as well. So some of the concerns there obviously were around the, you know, aggressive timelines perhaps for this, and, you know, just what kind of difference you might have from industrial to maybe a heavy industrial. Just what kind of things did you, you know, want the public to know regarding the questions that they asked?
There's a lot of legitimate concerns that were brought up there, and they were all heard by council, and council did not take any of this decision making lightly. We are looking forward to getting into what we call the meat of the situation and start getting some real answers from these assessments and studies that are going to take place now before the development permit gets approved. We'll be able to see what some of these effects are going to be, and on our environment, on our road systems, on our infrastructure, and make solid concrete decisions with input from the community. Once we get all this information, of course, we're not going to do it in a silo. These decisions will be made in conjunction with input from our community.
For sure. When it comes to water usage, you know, what have you guys heard, and what did you guys want to express to the community?
Well, this facility that's being proposed here is all new technology. And so when we hear about data centers and when we hear about water usage, it strikes fear into people's hearts, and as far as the demand on the water system. This facility here is a new technology. It's closed loop system. So it's not the old evaporation type coolant systems that they used in the earlier data centers. This one here recycles the water to keep the servers cool. So it would resemble a lot like the cooling system on your vehicle, where the water continuously circulates and carries the heat out to a heat exchanger and then brings it back in to continue cooling the components. And so the initial fill on these cooling systems we've been estimated at 1,000 cubic meters. And this is a one-time fill, and they'll offset that with some chemicals and stuff to make sure that the water stays stable throughout the process. And from there, it's minimal amount of water usage going forward for the life of the machine.
Other concerns are regarding, you know, power consumption, and then, you know, the natural gas component of the facility. So, you know, what information do you have regarding those components?
So as far as with power, this facility will not be hooked to the grid, is what we understand. They will be powered by natural gas turbines that will be generating the power required for the whole facility. And so the concerns about, you know, hooking into the power grid and consuming all the power of Olds and so forth is one that we don't need to worry about. The natural gas, we do have an ample amount of natural gas that is in the vicinity. We have a refinery just south of town here, as well as we have a high-pressure natural gas line that runs just on the west side of town here. And so the developer, of course, is looking at utilizing both of those utilities to bring the natural gas to location.
Excellent. Obviously, the impacts to the community of rapid growth would, you know, touch on housing, school enrollment, healthcare, those types of things. You know, just how can a town absorb a development that, you know, could be one of the largest in Canada of its kind?
Yes, well, economic growth always comes with some growing pains, and as you mentioned, the education system and the healthcare. These are two areas that are, of course, regulated by the provincial government, and we will, of course, be canvassing on behalf of our community if these facilities become strained because of the increase in population, as we do now. Both of these operations, and we consider them strong partners within our community, and so we're going to continue to support them.
Synapse Data Center Inc. does have a development permit in right now. You know, what is the process that will unfold from this stage?
Well, what I understand is that there is an application of a development permit in the works. It's incomplete at this time, and so couple things happen. The first thing is, now that the zoning is done on the second quarter, now this development permit can be expanded to include the second quarter as well, so the northwest quarter as well as the southwest quarter. And then what this does is it spurs now the provincial organizations to start doing their studies. So the Alberta Utilities Council and the Alberta Environment Protection would be two of the provincial entities that would now be able to start doing their research and assessment of the locations, as well as there's probably several others that I'm forgetting. But yeah, so this all then starts the process happening. And so once all those reports and assessments are done, then we can start having a look at that information. And going from there, the developer has to get their approvals to be able to move forward. Once the approvals is done, then it comes back to Olds Council and the citizens of Olds to make some really good decisions.
You bet. Anything else that you wanted to add at this time, or let the public know?
I feel that, you know, some of the public is feeling that this is moving along at a very rapid pace. Myself, I think now we're going to start getting down into the details of the project, and we're going to start getting some information about the actual concerns that citizens has in as far as this project. I would like to let the public know that, you know, council is also citizens of Olds as well, and we love this community, and that we're going to do what is best for the community. We're not going to put our infrastructure, our utilities, our environment at risk, and we're going to keep Olds a great place to live from now and into the future.